have a famous internet quote for you.
All right, let's hear it.
Is this real life?
Or is it fantasy?
Oh, exactly. I mean, are we really here? Is this really...
We are here.
Oh, that's weird. I've been holograms lately.
Sluggo has a haircut like he's going into the military.
It's really butch, man.
They really did just chop it off.
I am, actually. I signed up.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Heading overseas.
I didn't see that happening.
Yeah, me either. I was really drunk when I did. So, whatever. But I got to chip out tomorrow. Been good seeing you. How are you feeling?
I'm good.
You have a really cool voice.
It's I know. It's bizarre.
You went to...
I don't know why.
Dirty Honey today, perhaps?
I did not, no.
You were going to go down there and scream your head off
I wanted
Dirty Honey?
To, badly.
Yeah. They put on a show for us, which is very cool.
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
I've been sort of sick, so I didn't get to make it.
Yeah.
Thus the voice.
Hence the voice.
Yes. Let's talk about Gibby 5.
Alrighty. Crazy. You know what? That kind of is perfect because I bet that Crazy Train will turn up in there somewhere. And if you hear Crazy Train during Gimme 5 today, songs with Crazy in the title, then be callers 13, 14, and 15. We'll get you a couple of tickets to go to We Sold Our Souls for Rock and Roll. It's happening at the David Geffen Theater on August 18th. I guess it's tomorrow.
How about that? Yeah,
it was a ways off yet. But yeah, it's the one about Ozfest 99, so that's pretty cool. So if we play Crazy Train...
We're not going to now.
No, probably not.
But if we do, no.
Then be callers 13, 14, and 15, and you get to go to the movie.
We're going
to
do What's Up with Florida.
Okay.
We're going to do Childhood Teacher Grudges, which I have. And I didn't realize it.
You're still holding a grudge against one of your teachers?
I learned that I'm holding that grudge by telling this story too many times. People go, wait, you already told me that.
Let's call this teacher today.
Like, what?
Let's telephone the teacher.
I don't know.
Work it all out.
I assume he's dead.
Hello. I'm very old.
People are dumb. One American dollar. Sluggo's precious rain.
Can't wait. Rain coming our way.
And the key word this hour is poo.
Excuse me.
Poo.
Oh, as in Winnie the?
Yes.
I see.
I don't know. The word poo. It sometimes. Does end in an H. So sometime this hour, we will ask you to call, be caller 25. Know that keyword and win those tickets.
You a big Michael Bublé fan?
I am not.
I know someone who is.
I don't enjoy the Bublé.
She might be listening at home, but apparently this guy that was at a Foo Fighter show the other day knew a Bublé song. And Dave was not really believing that he did, but he pulled him out of the audience, dragged him up on stage, and had him sing his heart out. So if you go to a show, a Foo Fighter show...
You never know.
Yeah, if you might be asked to sing a song.
I have a friend who sang a song with them.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
Got up on stage.
Who? Someone.
Yeah, someone, I would say.
Okay, that's cool. That's their latest, by the way, Rescued.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Rain.
Kevin
rain,
and Sluggo in the rain, afternoon.
Rain.
Play
rain.
Play your little weather forecast.
Okay, all right.
Go ahead.
We're talking about a hurricane now that is likely going to be downgraded to a tropical storm and hit us. The last time we had one hit Southern California was back in the 30s, so like 80-something years ago.
I remember that day, too. That tropical storm that came in, it made me feel like this.
You have a boner?
Yeah.
Since we've seen something like this. So it's possible. Yeah. Very rare, but possible. And the conditions right now are just about right.
Yeah, they are. Especially that music. It's bringing in that storm.
As we look at it right now, Hillary.
Yeah, look at it.
Hillary. And her name is Hillary.
Her name is Hillary.
What about her emails?
Hurricane Hillary, a Category 2 at this point, with winds of up to 105 miles per hour here off of the coast of Baja.
I think this is the first time a weather report has ever had
probably,
this soundtrack.
But I think it's apt.
And now let's get to the track of this storm. A lot of people have been asking questions about this, very curious about what this means for us. Uh-huh. We can see it overnight. It turns into a Category 3, so it strengthens as it moves up.
Loves rain more than anybody I've ever met.
I can't wait for a deluge coming our way.
Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And look how close it's getting to the Baja coast there. Downgrading to a 3, then a 2.
I've had that happen.
Right?
So that's kind of when the music usually runs out.
It's because you're old.
I need
dollar, that's what I need. Just hand over the money, dude. Just give it up.
Top 10 countries with the best music.
Well, it doesn't matter what the... Oh, really?
Top 10 countries...
With the best
with
music?
With the best music.
According to who?
According to one of these sites where people vote on it.
Ah.
And they have to give their reasons why and what artist influences that and everything.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah. So, you know, they got to have a list of artists.
Now, two of them are the same...
That's a strange thing to say.
So if you get that one, then you'll get two.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm shooting for that one.
Yeah. Well, you'll get that one.
And I'm positive I will.
So you have six guesses to get four right.
You know, let me see the dollar. I'll hold on to it. And
top
then if
10 countries with the best music.
Don't win. I'll go ahead and hand it back to you.
Incorrect.
One American dollar, by the way, brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend one American dollar, which Kevin won't let me see. It's very suspicious. At Yamava, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamava.com. USA! USA!
Is that a guess?
Yes.
Correct.
I mean, that's got to be.
USA is correct.
I think my second favorite place for music over the years, with so many incredible bands coming from England. Yeah.
England is correct. By the way, on this list, you get two for that one.
I do.
Because on this list, United Kingdom is number one.
Sure.
And England is number eight.
That's dumb. Although, I mean,
I don't even understand.
Yes,
that.
They're saying like all the other European countries that now since they Brexit, they're not really.
No, but I mean,
over the centuries,
England is 99% the United Kingdom.
Yeah. Yes. Especially if you're into Brexit.
I think it just like it includes Wales and Scotland.
Sure. No. Yeah. Right. Right. Welsh songs that I love so much.
You love the Welsh music.
AC/DC is out of Australia, so is Olivia Newton-John. Gonna have to say the land down under.
Sorry.
AC/DC. What do you think about that? What do you guys think about that?
Nope.
That's not cool. This is always what happens. I guess Canada. Canada has some good music.
Canada has some good music?
Yeah. Wait, that's four!
That is four.
I win! I get a dollar! Because of the weird UK thing!
Because of the list.
Hell yeah, man. I was going to say New Zealand because a Flight of the Conchords and a band called Split Ends is New Zealand.
Flight of the Conchords.
Oh, you're actually handing me a dollar.
Of course.
Look at it. Here, listen.
You want
a
dollar.
A real $1 bill.
Well done.
Thank you, sir.
Here's the list. Number 10.
Yeah.
And we're talking about the top 10 countries with the best music.
Yes.
Number 10 is India.
That's cool. I do love Indian music. I love it.
Number 9 is Ireland.
I don't really. Okay. Oh, yeah. I guess
I
U2
Ireland.
Is out of there. Yeah. And Sinead O'Connor.
8 is England, along with number 1, United Kingdom. 7 is Australia.
Wait, you said no.
Guessed that.
Yeah. I get an extra dollar. Wait, I win again.
You Woo-hoo! Guessed Australia because of AC/DC.
Yeah. Wow. Were you thinking I said Austria, maybe?
No, I just didn't see it on the list.
I can't see Austrian music being very palatable for the most part.
So you got $2. All
Sweet.
Right.
Sweet.
Number 6 is Japan.
Oh, okay.
Would you have ever guessed that?
No.
Number 5 is Germany.
Wow, I was thinking Germany, but I'm like, that can't be right. I mean, there's Falco.
I wouldn't have guessed that either.
There's some really Falco. Weird music, yeah.
Number 4 is Sweden.
Okay, all right.
Which I wouldn't have come up with either.
Mm-mm. What? But did they give band examples on
They
Sweden?
Did, but I didn't write them down because I don't care. ABBA, maybe? I don't know. Number 3 was Canada.
Okay.
And mostly because of Rush.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And then number 2 is United States, and number 1 was United Kingdom.
Yeah, because they're the best.
Well, you won $2 that time.
Yes!
That's BS.
Hot dang! You don't like that, so I tried
not
to switch.
Say hot dang.
I tried to switch.
Ever.
Warn darn!
That's good enough. Hey, people are dumb.
Hey, that's true. People are dumb. When you're a dum-dum,
Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know. After arguing with his mother about overdue homework, a 10-year-old boy in China ran away from home and straight to the local police station to complain and beg to be put in an orphanage.
Wow. That sounds like what would have gone on here in the 1950s.
Agreed.
Now it would be, we don't want to go into what it would be like now.
This bizarre incident took place in Chongqing.
Mm-hmm.
CCTV footage shows a young boy storming into a police station. Can you imagine a 10-year-old that doesn't go into a police station scared?
Right.
Storming in. Like, no. He's had it.
He has been mistreated, and it's ending now.
He said, my mom scolded me every day for not doing my homework and left the house, the 10-year-old complained. She just nags me to study every day. I'd rather go to an orphanage.
Can you imagine the cops laughing their heads off at this? Like, snickering and trying to keep a straight face while he's saying these things?
They had to calm him down so he would give them his parents' numbers. So he finally calms down enough, and they give him dad's number, and dad comes and gets him, takes him home.
Right.
So who knows how long he's going to stay? But he's had it with homework. He's done it for 10 years. What do you want a kid to do?
I wish I had thought of that.
Let's talk. First of all, teachers are great. And
yes.
They're underpaid and yes. Can make a lifetime of difference with people.
Yes. I've had some amazing teachers. Same. Kept me in school, kept me from getting into a lot of trouble back in the day.
Really can be inspirational.
Yeah.
However, there are a few.
There's always a but.
There's always a few.
Big but.
That are bad.
Oh, yeah.
And I realize that this is probably the fifth or sixth time I told this story.
Mm.
And I'm obsessed with it now, I realize.
So what year is that? What grade were you
sixth
in?
Sixth grade.
This is going back a ways.
Yep.
Huh. What happened? So you've been pissed off about
this. My math teacher, Mr. Cross. He gave me a math problem. And he says, you have to show your work.
Oh, yeah.
So I wrote it down and I got to the end of the side of the paper. So I showed my work up the column.
Oh, so you just continued writing up the side,
up the margin.
I don't remember you ever telling me this story, hearing this story.
Well, it's really troubling me because I remember to this day how angry I was that he marked those wrong.
Why would it be wrong?
And I walked up to the table and I said, hey, this is my work is right there. And he said, oh, you probably just added that. Go sit down.
You probably just asked. So
now,
he didn't see it.
No.
And then he assumed that you had... Wow,
yes.
That's bogus.
And to this day, I remember being super angry at him.
Dude, you and I have...
Well, why can't I let that
we
go?
We have problems with authority.
What's wrong with...
And when they're absolutely wrong and give you crap about something, I can't. I was going to a private school in ninth grade, and I always liked to have my hair down to my ass, but it wasn't allowed there. I had to be a certain length. So the principal saw me one day, and he goes, you don't cut your hair tomorrow, don't bother coming to school. So
right.
I didn't.
Right.
I went to see a movie. And while I was in the movie, I stupidly got up and walked out and got some popcorn. And he's standing in the lobby with the manager of the theater going, what are you doing here? I'm like, you told me not to come to school if I didn't cut my hair.
Wait, the principal tracked you down at a theater?
Yes.
What? What was that guy on?
And man, was he angry. And I was like, hey, man, I'm just doing what you told me to do, man.
I'm sure that really ticked him off.
It did.
Because he knows you knew exactly what he meant.
No, I didn't. I went to a movie, as he said. Well, kind of suggested.
So 818-955 KLOS is the phone number for childhood teacher grudges.
That you held on to all this time.
I didn't know this was a thing, but I have told that story. Like, I have people going, hey, you already told me that story. Which means, how often am I telling it?
Yeah, you've been hanging on to it for a while.
Like,
yeah.
What's wrong with me?
Wait, Mr. Cross.
That happened in sixth grade.
You think we could track down Mr. Cross?
No, he's dead.
What did you do? What have you done? Yeah, all right. 818-955-KLOS if you're still hanging on to a
childhood
grudge.
Teacher grudges.
You know what? One of these days, I suppose, we should do the flip side and talk about the, ones that inspired you.
And, of course, and we will.
And there were. There were really good ones. But not right now.
That's not today.
Because Kevin's very angry.
I'm
He's got to get it off his chest.
About my sixth grade math teacher. I don't know what's wrong with me. 818-955-KLOS. I realized recently that I'm still angry at my sixth grade teacher. And how... irrelevant it is now in my life.
I have to say, though, I understand why. Because he was accusing you of cheating.
Yes, he
and
was.
And you had actually cleverly come up with a way to give the answer that he was requesting.
But it wasn't good enough, and he accused me of cheating. And I was like, you son of a bitch. So I killed him. No, I'm just kidding. Totally kidding. It's just a joke. We are talking about childhood teacher grudges. You still have one?
Okay, so 8th grade, Catholic school, Mrs. Van. She just loved to humiliate her students. Just in general.
Right.
And we could not wear makeup. And 8th grader girls want to wear makeup. But
I
wasn't even wearing makeup.
Sure.
It is zit.
Yeah.
And so, the tinted Clearasil to cover up your zit and get rid of the zit.
Right.
I had tinted Clearasil. She made me stand in front of the whole class with cold cream to remove my makeup.
Wow.
Are you kidding
me? Wow.
That's, the woman was awful.
That's actual medicine. It's actually medicine, and she didn't understand that?
Exactly.
Wow.
It was awful.
That is terrible.
I can see why you're still pissed off all this time later.
But you gotta let it go, right?
No.
I mean, at some point.
I'm actually a teacher, so I'm really loving to my students, and I never humiliate them.
There you go.
There you go.
That's good.
You learned your lesson.
So
because of she's,
yeah,
cause
so
she was
I made
terrible.
Up for it.
Right on.
Thanks.
That's awesome.
Thanks
Thank you for calling. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, yeah. So I had a teacher, a dean of discipline, who was against jean jackets and told me one day, hey, man, there's no jean jackets at school.
What?
You come back like that, you're out.
Wait, was that a rule, or was he just making it up to be mean?
So it wasn't a rule the year before, but we had just started a new semester, and they added the rule in the rule book.
That's so dumb. And what are you supposed to do, go buy another coat? A lot of us can't afford that.
Most of us can't afford that,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So what I cut the sleeves off and came the next day, and he says, hey, I thought I told you. And I was like, hey, this is a denim vest, not a denim jacket. There's no rule against denim vests.
I got to say,
brilliant.
Love it. I love it.
Well done.
Did it? Was it received well?
I mean, he was pissed. Like, he was red in the face, but... You know, I'm looking for loopholes.
Of course.
So you learned from that to always look for loopholes in your life, I bet.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's always a caveat. There's always a way out.
Yep. That's awesome.
Yep. I think we all agree on that one.
Beautiful. I love it. Thank you for calling. That's awesome.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Childhood grudges against teachers.
Okay, like, to this day, I will never forgive him. I don't even know, you know, if he's, like, still alive. But anyways, I was in eighth grade, and this was my eighth grade teacher. He was asking the class for suggestions for a field trip. And this kid always bullied me about my weight. I was, like, on the chubbier side, and I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And he raised his hand, and he was like, you know, he's like, I have an idea. And the teacher's like, oh, what is it? And he's like, we should go to this restaurant called Buffalo Ranch so Melissa can hang out with her kind.
Wow.
And the teacher starts laughing.
Wow.
With him.
Nope.
The whole class starts laughing.
Are you kidding? Yeah.
That's stupid.
I'm not
that
kidding.
Sucks. That's a terrible teacher.
What a terrible human being.
I was mortified.
Sure.
Yeah.
God, no wonder you got a grudge still. That's BS right there. That is awful.
It was awful.
Wow.
It was.
Boo.
Well, maybe now you can let it go. Question mark?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay,
I hope so.
Well, thank you for calling. Right on. Thank you for calling. That's awesome. 818-955-KLOS.
You still have childhood grudges against your teachers.
So, Kevin, you know there's brand new Guns N' Roses in the world. That's Night Train there.
Yep.
But we have the brand new song. I'll play it right next. I'm going to do it here in just a second. Let's play that next, the new
All
one.
Right.
Perhaps. We'll do that in just
What's
a second.
What's the name of it?
Perhaps.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying perhaps. We'll do it in a second.
That. By the way, so you were saying you don't really remember most of your teachers' names. And
not at all.
I have a bizarre memory for some reason. I remember even the very first time I got in trouble at school in kindergarten.
But that was a long path of to corruption.
I was in the school bus and I had to go to the principal's office. Like, this is in the first like couple months of school, and tell them I had gotten in trouble and the bus driver had sent me in. And so they said, well, what was it you did? And I said, well, I don't know. I was talking on a turn.
What?
And that's what I understood him to say. And I said, I guess I was talking when he was turning the bus. And they just bust out laughing, and I just go to class. Clearly, I was talking out of turn. And I'm sure I said something rude to him.
I'm sure you did, because you're you.
Yeah, I didn't know what he was saying. So I'm going to go in and go, I was talking while he was turning the bus. And I guess that's terrible. Like, just get out of here, kid.
We are talking about grudges against childhood teachers. You have one?
Yeah, it's not a teacher, man, but it's definitely a principal, which is even worse.
Oh, yeah, they were the worst.
Oh, man, like fourth grade, fifth grade, eating a... tuna sandwich, and the janitor grabs me and says, you're going up to the principal's office. I said, for what? He goes, he threw tuna on me. I said, I'm not the only one in here eating tuna. So they took me to the office up front. They said, you're going to call your mom. Call my mom. She goes, did you do it? I said, I swear to God, I didn't do it. She goes, I'll be right there. Comes in, gets me out, shuts the door, and all I do is hear her go off on the principal.
Nice.
And to this day, I tell my kids, if you know you're right, you always stand up for yourself.
Good, yeah, yes, 100%.
Yeah, so she handed the principal his ass, for sure.
Wow,
that's
sweet.
Awesome.
That's quite a great story.
Yeah, yeah.
Mom for the win.
Yeah, awesome.
That's Mom for the win. Mom for the win. Thanks, guys.
KLOS, hello. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, we're talking about grudges against childhood teachers.
Yes. Ironically, I was a teacher for 42 years teaching English with the LAUSD, but... when I was in ninth grade, I had to take a home economics course. And not being very good at those sorts of arts,
mm-hmm.
I had a teacher that was the meanest teacher I ever saw. And she had us all sew aprons. And I couldn't sew. And I couldn't sew a straight line. So she got all of the girls in the class to form a circle around me and the sewing machine.
What?
And and told me to sew a straight line. And, of course, I was nervous and embarrassed and everything. So all the lines were zigzaggy and all over the place, and everybody was laughing and tittering and being silly.
Wow.
But she was really mean about it, and she also picked on me when I was cooking, when we had to do a cooking thing, too. And, of course, I burnt everything. But she left a deep impression upon me because I realized that she really had it out for me and really used me as a laughingstock in front of the whole class. So when I became a teacher, I never, ever would do anything like that. I was very compassionate.
Well, as awful as a teacher she was, I guess in some weird way she helped your kids eventually have a better experience.
Yes. I think so.
Yeah. Boy, it turns out Pink Floyd, The Wall, was dead on accurate. Some of those lines.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, it's Bride, Orange County. Talking about bad teachers?
Grudges against childhood teachers.
Yeah, Mrs. Ogg, seventh grade.
Oh, Mrs. Ogg, right?
Why? What'd she do?
She had one of the white hair bun deal going on, right?
Yep.
And every... I'm sorry.
You're going to have to go to the principal.
I'm sorry. Every guy and gal in that classroom every day decided to do something to this woman. And I remember my favorite thing was taking pencils and shoving them up into the tile. And one day this guy snuck around and put a piece of gum on her seat.
Oh,
and
no.
And sat down on it and the whole class just erupted.
Was she mean to everybody?
Everybody. Okay, everybody. Gotcha. And everybody hated her.
I mean, yeah, it's weird. They ask for it, you know. And if you don't want to tempt kids.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. Not seventh graders.
Kids will come for you.
Yeah, they will. Right on. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Grudges you still have against childhood teachers.
Give me five.
Drop dead.
Today's theme is crazy in the title.
Crazy
in the title.
Crazy!
We got Carlos from Granada Hills who wants to hear Let's Go Crazy by Prince. Hello, KLOS. It's Gibby Five, songs with crazy in the title.
You got one?
Oh, yes, sir. We want some Crazy Train Oz.
Oh, but there's something attached to that. What is it? I don't remember. Wait, maybe this guy knows.
Hi, I'm Ozzy Osbourne.
We are doing Gibby Five, songs about crazy people. We got Mike Dolan and UCLA Dodger fan Frank wanted to hear Crazy on you. KLOS, hello. It's Gibby Five.
Songs with crazy in the title.
Crazy bitch by Buck Terry. Sorry.
Say it six more times.
I don't know. I can't.
Who are you?
I'm Jeannie from Rancho.
I lost $20 to that guy, the lead singer Josh, on a plane to Vegas playing cards.
That's awesome.
What a party.
That's very cool.
Keep dancing, Stu. Keep dancing. That is really great stuff.
You like the way I shimmy?
I do.
Really great stuff.
Twirl my nipples.
You're still just all pumped up because tell everybody what you just got back from.
Yeah!
Yeah. So, you know, we've done KLOS Live. I'm going to break my other ring. We've done these KLOS Live stages before. In various locations.
Yeah, these amazing fun. Artists they're will cool. show up and they'll play some music.
Big artist! Tiny room!
We can't say that anymore because the room's not tiny because we just built out, I guess, what used to be our owner's old
TV
television. TV studio.
Yeah.
It's a big room. It's
excellent.
Yeah, and it's freaking bitching.
And they just played there. You know, it's kind of funny.
Today?
Dirty Honey.
Dirty Honey.
That's so cool that they did that.
We've been hyping this show for a while. It finally went down today. A couple hundred people in there, which is, we couldn't fit a couple hundred people anywhere before.
Right.
Full lighting and sound system,
sweet.
Professionally done, plugged in, like, it was on. It was,
yeah, it's kind of funny because you know how
lit.
when something like this happens at a radio station, a lot of times people will be like in the house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
People are raving around here. They're like running around going, damn, that was incredible.
We really
it was
can't believe that this is for real.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop.
But it's not. Thank God.
It hasn't dropped yet. I don't know. Maybe the hurricane that's coming will wipe it out. I don't know.
So a lot of it was recorded, right? I'm sure we're going to start playing some of the Dirty Honey.
I hope so. I guess so. I hope it was recorded because they were on. They sounded so, so, so damn great.
They are so good. Remember the during lockdown, they played that show at the Roxy's?
They did that.
Or no,
that was
the,
that
Viper Room.
At the Viper Room.
Yeah, they were so good. I was just sitting there watching it live happen, and it was just like, these guys are
home.
Yeah.
We all went home and just sat there.
Just stared
at them.
So did they talk about going out with Guns N' Roses? They're going to be opening
They did. They didn't go on too much about that because, you know, I guess humble. I don't know. But they're very excited about that.
Yeah.
But they did talk about it. Yeah, they're stoked.
Nice. All right. Well, if you weren't there at this free show that we had with Dirty Honey today, you'll be hearing little bits of it over the next couple of weeks for damn sure.
I would think so.
Plus, shame on you.
Yeah. What the hell were you thinking? It was free. I thought we'd play the cover of Last Child from Dirty Honey. Yeah. Dirty Honey there. That's an unreleased recording from a couple of years ago. Those guys played the KLOS live stage today and were bloody amazing. I'm sure that probably tomorrow and over the next couple of days, you'll hear some of those live recordings. We're going to thank them for doing that, playing the live stage.
It's very cool.
Very, very cool. We love those guys.
It is 95.5 KLOS. Time for What's Up with Florida. Florida village terrorized by peacocks.
Oh, no. Peafowl?
Plans to use vasectomies to solve the problem.
I'm not doing that.
Can you imagine?
I am expert at giving peafowl
vasectomies?
Yes. I'm really good at it, but I won't do it.
Chasing them around with a scallop? Mm-hmm. I mean,
you just sort of like talk to them really nice and go, I love your feathers. Your plumage is amazing. Snip! They never see it coming. They just don't.
I don't know how you do that, but here's the story.
And out to wild Florida and the push tonight to control a neighborhood peacock problem.
Some families love the beautiful birds, while others say they're a downright nuisance. Local 10's Larry Livingston is live in Pinecrest to tell us about Project Peacock.
Project Peacock, indeed. And the plan, as we found out today, is to make sure that we can prevent the pervasive proliferation of the peafowl population here in Pinecrest specifically. That is
damn,
that doesn't get better.
No, there's a lot of
that on purpose.
Priority number one, the pests of Pinecrest.
He needs to stop. Is he gonna go
he's
on with that?
Really, really committed.
Is he trying to take Jeannie Most's job?
He's very committed to that. Yes.
Depending on who you ask.
If I ever send pictures to people that don't live here, they're like, oh my God, you're a peacock?
Right. How many and how many more?
I know everyone sees them and they're like, oh, they're so beautiful. But when you have a pack of 20 squawking, you know, at 3 in the morning, it gets a little annoying and everybody calls their county commissioner.
The commissioner is as proud as a, well.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Stop. I'm starting to root for the peafowl.
You know. About the plan to cur fancy tail that.
It's vasectomies for peacocks.
What? How? What?
I want a t-shirt that says that.
Vasectomies for peacock.
Yeah, I'm on board.
You heard her. And salpingectomies. That's the removal of the fallopian tubes.
Excuse me, how dare he talk about such things? That's shocking.
For the peahens, the plan is to partner with a vet to perform the procedures and humanely help the situation. You don't mind the peacocks?
I really don't mind the peacocks.
Leslie Russo says, invasive or not, leave the pee peeps at peace.
It's the iguanas that are worse. We need to render them unreproductive or whatever the word is.
Unreproductive.
That's how we can take care of the peafowl.
That's a beautiful story.
Pasadena.
Yeah. Yeah. Pasadena peafowl. We're coming for you next.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. Sluggo won one American dollar.
Yeah!
By knowing the top 10 countries with the best music.
Come on!
Actually won $2.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because I
it was a game glitch.
And now I'm thinking I'm got enough money to go travel to one of those countries.
Sligo is also so pleased that there's a hurricane named Hillary making its way toward Mexico that may hit us.
First of all, what about our emails? And secondly, it means a little bit of rain for us by Saturday night and moving in this area by Sunday morning.
And tomorrow we've got more Disney tickets for you to join us at Disney California Adventure.
That's right. We don't usually do it on Friday, but we shall be on Friday and Monday. So I'll be ready to win tomorrow as well. And I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Poo.
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 Is the keyword.
Poo.
This is our poo. We have 4 tickets to the 2nd annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We will take caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS. If you call 25 and you have this hour's keyword, you'll win these tickets.
Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Hello, my name's Tim.
Tim, you're caller 25.
Shut up. No way.
Yeah, I've been telling him, shut up. Just be quiet.
You are caller 25.
Oh, my God.
As long as you know this hour's keyword.
Yeah.
And it is poo.
Yeah!
It is poo.
Oh, my God.
You just won with poo.
Winnie the Pooh.
No way.
You got four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. That's happening a week from today.
Yes.
And you just got the tickets. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Thank you guys so much. We've been trying for a week.
Main Street.
Excuse me?
Main Street.
USA Main Street.
Is the key word
for
Disney tickets this hour.
Sometime between now and 5, we'll ask you to be caller 25 so you can join us 1 week from today.
Correct.
Unbelievable. It's finally a week from today at California's Disney Adventure after we close down the park, if you know the words Main Street.
Main Street.
Main Street.
That is the key word this hour.
Tuck that away in your brain. We'll ask for it later.
We have four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park, which is a week from today. Take caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS. If you can give us this hour's keyword, you will win four tickets. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Bailey.
Bailey, you're caller 25.
Yes. Yes. Go to Disneyland.
Well done. You got four tickets if you can give us this hour's keyword.
Main Street.
Yeah. Main Street is correct. Yes. Well done.
We are going to see you there a week from tonight.
Awesome. Thank you.
You know, if the movie Cars had come out when I was a kid, I would have loved that. I would have just been obsessed with that movie. And when you go to Disney's California Adventure and Lightning McQueen is driving around the street there near Radiator Springs, I have to kind of follow him. I'm just sort of obsessed.
Because Lightning McQueen is the keyword?
That's right. That's why I'm making it. We got to make it the keyword. Yeah.
I got
this hour. So sometime between now and 6, we'll ask you to be caller 25 and quote my would have been favorite character ever if I'd been a kid when it came out, Lightning McQueen.
We have tickets for the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We'll take caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS. Give us this hour's keyword and you'll win tickets to join us next Thursday night.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Natalia.
Natalia, you're caller 25.
Oh, my gosh.
What are you doing 1 week from tonight?
I'm going to California Adventure to go see Lightning McQueen.
Yes, you are. Well done. Worked in the keyword into her sentence.
Well done. I like it.
Oh, my gosh.
Congrats. Who are you going to bring? It's next Thursday night.
My boyfriend had it and probably two other of our friends.
Sweet.
Well, congratulations. We'll see you out there hanging out at Radiator Springs looking for Lightning McQueen.
Yes, awesome. Thank you.
Ozfest 99. Were you there?
No, I was not.
I wasn't completely sure. I don't think I was either. But they filmed a lot of it, and they're turned it into a film, and it's going to be showing up here pretty soon.
I love this kind of stuff.
Yeah, when they take all the
behind
concert
the scenes
footage.
And all the concert footage and everything. I love it.
There was a lot of crazy stuff going on at Ozfest 99, and at the David Geffen Theater tomorrow, we have passes for you to get into We Sold Our Souls for Rock and Roll. So we play, which one was it? Crazy Train.
Well, Give Me Five is crazy song. Songs about being crazy.
So we're assuming that it's going to turn up.
And if it turns up and you hear Ozzy, then be caller
13, 14, and 15. We got a bunch of passes if you want to go to We Sold Our Souls for Rock and Roll. It's the unreleased 2002 Sundance Film Festival gem, as they call it.
I love those movies a lot.
Yeah, they're always very fascinating. Hello, KLOS.
Oh, my God, I got through. This is awesome.
Hey, there's a bunch of you on the phone. Say hi to each other.
Yeah. Hello.
You guys want to go see Ozzy in the Ozfest 99 movie?
Yeah.
We sold our souls for rock and roll.
It's tomorrow. Can you guys make it?
Hell yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the Prince of Darkness, he congratulates you because you're all going. You all win.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
On the count of three, everybody shout out your name. One, two, three. Kevin, and you and I have been playing new Guns N' Roses songs since the 80s.
That is true.
We've been playing new stuff from them since the 80s.
Yep.
And that's their latest. It is called Perhaps. And we want to, Dirty Honey, who today played a show for KLOS on that little KLOS live stage, going to be going out opening for those guys. Going to be on the road pretty soon. So thanks to Dirty Honey. If you missed that, you weren't able to be there. You'll be playing little bits of it as time goes on. You've probably seen the Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit video a couple of times. It was filmed on This Day in Rock in 1991. Remember when Windows 95 was using Start Me Up by the Stones? Microsoft bought the rights to that song on This Day in Rock in 1995. Carlos Santana got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame This Day in Rock in 1998.